Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hi there, I'm Gregor. I host all this nerd talk and news and everything else, and I'm glad to have you here. Because it's better than looking at Twitter. Oh, let's combine the two. Let's look at Twitter. Terrible. Okay, hi, first of all. Secondly, this is, just got done watching a guy screaming at somebody in a Costco. That seems pretty on point that he was mad that he wasn't wearing a mask and someone asked him to, and then he lost his mind, tensing up and charging at somebody while also screaming, I feel threatened!
You're coming close to me! You're coming close
back
to me!
Back off! Threaten me again! Dan. Back the f*** up or your f***ing phone down!
Oh, dude, come on. Just put on your stupid mask. It's for like the 25 minutes you're at Costco. They're not even serving samples, well, at least around here. I don't know about down there. What else is trending on Twitter for me? Ooh, Tom Hanks, who had coronavirus, is telling people to wear a mask during corona. What? Somebody who had it has an opinion? Don't listen to him. Get him! What else is going on? Oh, Bellevue, there's a man in the park waving a Trump flag, and everyone's fighting about that. Drew Brees is back here trending. What's he? It appears that someone from the Eagles said something that I can't. It's too much. I hate this game. Let's get back to the fun. There's speculation that the Seattle Sounders FC season, that's not a season, it's a tournament. It's called the MLS is Back Tournament, the Returnament, that Sounders would be pulling out of it. They're not. Somebody found a chartered flight from Orlando all the way up to Seattle that was the opposite leg of how the Sounders got down there and speculated that that was actually indeed a flight that they would be taking to come back home and to abandon this tournament. One team has already had to pull out because they had something between 6 and 10 confirmed cases on the team. That was FC Dallas. Sounders are supposed to play them in their group phase, but they're out, so I don't know what happens exactly. We'll find out more on the full 90 Soccer Time podcast. A new episode coming out today. If you're listening on Tuesday, I'll edit and post it here in just a little while.
Cool.
All right, what's going on? We got, boy, some concerning numbers coming out about the stupid COVID-19 in Washington.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, more than 1,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 reported on Monday, but it includes some leftovers, some holdovers from the weekend. We averaged over 700 in the last 4 days. Yikes. Seattle City Council voted to tax big businesses yesterday. Basically, if your payroll is more than $7 million, then they're going to tax salaries starting at $150,000. I, an idiot, think it's unlikely to get through the courts or for the mayor to sign it. That's why she was financed to be in charge after all, right? The Black Lives mural on literally Pine Street received a coat of sealant to preserve the street art after like murals have come under threat or been damaged from, I guess, people who are openly against Black Lives? At least one mural artist is upset, though, to not have been consulted before the team of community members applied the protective coating. The family of the victims whose bodies were put into suitcases and found on Alki, my god, have set up a GoFundMe to have a better reward for info leading to an arrest in this super gruesome case. And this is wild. Imagine getting a pay raise during the COVID-19 quarantines and shutdowns, and you're not Jeff Bezos. Super Bowl winning quarterback Patrick Mahomes inked a new 10-year contract extension, reportedly valued at over $500 million. $503 million, to be specific. Russell Wilson signed one, not even that lucrative, just last year. Whew, a decade of Mahomes. Good for you, Kansas City. Oh, wait, I think you can hear my Denver Broncos friends' eyes rolling. Hi, Brian.
You just got news.
$500 million. What would you do with $1 million? Hell, I'd take $10 right now and go buy some Taco Bell. That is not sponsored content. I just want a damn Taco Bell burrito. I think I'm not even allowed to talk about eating at fast food places without people being like, ooh, whatever, dude. I love Taco Bell. Everyone's so sensitive about everything on the internet. Anyway. All right, I don't really have a ton to talk about other than my buddy John hit me up to be like, hey, I'm in a Formula One group chat right now with my cousin and my brother. And I'm like, what? I'm the guy who's been watching Formula One for forever. And then they make a Netflix show about it and they've got a bunch of new fans. Well done. The season is back underway. And they're doing it without any crowd and with all these weird social distancing things, and it's like crazy. But the best ever Formula One driver is a black guy. The first to ever win a race. I don't even know if a black guy has ever raced before in Formula One at all. Anyway, he's the best ever. And that makes it real uncomfortable for the weirdo European people that are not down to talk about race as he's totally calling everyone out. Very strange. If you watch any English soccer from the Premier League, they're taking a knee. Everybody, including the refs, and everyone takes a knee at the beginning of every match and then gets playing. And that's incredible to see that type of commitment to that. Because I bet you there are some people that are like not down with that, but also still want to get paid. And they're even willing to suck it up and take a knee. Formula One drivers, about two-thirds of them willing. Other ones were like, I don't want to offend anybody. Go f*** yourself. Like, equality is super important when it's based on somebody's skin tone specifically. And the best ever guy is right there in front of you. You mad? You jealous? Anyway, glad to have new friends to talk about Formula One with. Just remember, though, there have been some really tough times to watch Formula One when no one else cared. Anyway, okay, what's going on here? Oh, my God. I've got not just nerd talk, but also bird talk.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
The Hubble Space Telescope has identified a faraway galaxy of current interest. I say that because Mashable describes it as having a very wide galactic bulge, and then its arms looking like they're covered in dog or cat fur. NASA and ESA are calling it a fluffy galaxy. Sounds like you're describing everyone I know after the last 3 months of quarantine, bulging in the middle and covered in pet hair. Nicely done. Now, they also identified something to make Muse jealous. Not a supermassive, yet an ultra-massive black hole. Even bigger. It's as big as 34 billion suns. Whatever that means. Let's break that down. The sun is more than a million Earths, and a billion is 1,000 millions. So that's 1,000 million Earths to fit in the sun. This ultra-massive black hole is 34 billion suns, or 44 quadrillion Earths. Which means almost nothing. And finally, big news from the world of music in birds. Bird talk, talking about bird talk, yeah. Sparrows across North America are singing a new song. Oh, is it The Killers? That song's been stuck in my head for weeks. No. Since at least the 60s, sparrows have been chirping a song ending in triplets. But recently, the song has changed and spread, instead ending now in a doublet. Yo, did you say dubstep? Is there a Skrillex bird? Tweet, 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 wob, 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 wob. What? No. Why are you the way that you are? Hey, man, you're the one talking to yourself on the radio. Fair.
Nerd Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Not a lot today, sorry. Boring, I know. Whatever. Have a good day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. We appreciate you. It's just me. I appreciate you. Me and Darth Maul here, my bobblehead Funko Pop. We appreciate you.
This is the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks. Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.